Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, where you'll find great insight on what's happening in the world of local marketing from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's show is sponsored by Simplify, the leaders in localized programmatic ad buying, and Site Impact, the experts in email marketing. And now, here are your hosts, Gordon and Corey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our podcast. Welcome, Corey. Thank you for being here and arguing with me on most of these podcasts. You're great on these things.
Well, you know, somebody has to hear the correct version of things. And I think that's what I bring to the table.
Somebody has to temper my genius. I think that's what it's all about.
Okay.
We wanted to talk about a number of things, particularly this grand opening that's going to occur in May. And everything's going to open. And then by June 1st, everything's just going to be terrific again, right?
Sure. By July, we'll all be saying, COVID, what was that? I don't even remember.
Maybe not. But there is an indication that advertisers have begun to increase, or a certain number, percentage greater advertisers saying that they're now spending more on advertising, right?
Yeah, we do have that. We actually have, if you bear with me, 18% of our last survey, we just closed it last week, 18% said we're actually going to be spending more in the next 6 months on advertising. 36% said they're going to spend about the same as they had planned on. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, that's good. So we'll get to that in a moment. I wanted to talk about something else, these stimulus packages that the government's offering, and then maybe a little bit about the stimulus packages that media companies are offering on top of that. But first, let's stick with this. So there's been this boatload of money, $2 trillion, that went directly to local barbershops and spas and salons, and now they have all this money, up which they're going to spend most of it on advertising. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, see, and here's what I bring to the podcast. I bring reality to the podcast. That's what I bring. Remember that the small businesses were only going to get a fraction of that money that was out there, about 19%. The rest of it is going to big businesses and individuals and things like that. And tucked inside that small business are still what? Big businesses.
We've
all heard about Ruth's Christie Steakhouse and that kind of stuff, getting the money that was slotted for small businesses.
And they're giving it back, or some of them are. Yeah. And it's not because they're good citizens, it's because I think they're going to get sued. It's actually illegal. It's not allowed under the program. So, but anyway, there is some money coming for advertising.
Yeah, we went directly to the local advertiser. We asked our panel, hey, do you plan to apply for a business loan from an assistance in the next few months? 59% of them said, yes, I am. 13% said, or 59% said they already did. 13% said they plan on. That's what, 72% right there. 28% said no. So you have 72% of local businesses say, yeah, I'm going after that money.
So what portion of that goes to advertising, do you think? First of all, is it allowed?
Yeah, is it allowed? We asked the local advertisers again. We said, okay, so you're going to get this money. Are you going to use it on advertising? How many of them, what percentage said, yes, I definitely will use this money for advertising?
100%.
101%. Yeah, more. You're close. It's more like 5%. So 5% said they definitely will. 13% said they might. So that's, 18% saying, yeah, I will. And I think this is important because it brings a dose of reality for any rep out there who's rubbing their hands together thinking, a small business is going to get a loan and you're going to spend it on advertising. That's not on the forefront of their mind when they get this money. There's other things they have to, they have to pay the bills on.
Well, there are probably some businesses that are doing fine, not great, but fine. And when they get this extra money, they may not need it for payroll. And so you may see some going, we're going to do it. We're going to upgrade our website. Or we're going to use it for marketing and communications. Here's what I think, Corey. We need to go to a break in just a couple of minutes. And I wanted to get to one other thing. But I think what's going to happen in this grand reopening, whenever it occurs, and we'll get to debating that in a moment, is that there will be tremendous pressure to advertise because competitors will be advertising. And once you see your competitor advertising, you'll go, hey, wait, me too. And so I think that's going to put a lot of pressure on people to advertise maybe a bit more, maybe use a bit more money. I don't think that's wishful thinking. I think that's actual reality. You know, advertising begets advertising, because you see your competitor advertising, you want to, you know, fight back and make sure they don't get a piece of your customer base.
Well, yes. And I think there's a double whammy here, because there are so many small businesses, small, medium businesses out there who understand they have to change their business model. Well, they have to communicate they're changing their business model. Consumers are hungry for that. They want to understand what their favorite businesses are doing and how they're doing things differently. 51% of local businesses out there know they have to adjust their creative messaging right now. They know they have to. And I think it was 67% are actually right now purposely increasing their communication with their customers right now.
Yeah, there's a big danger there in that, as we described in that perfect storm scenario, that coming into 2020 pre-COVID-19, advertisers were confused about what they should be spending, about where they should be spending it, and things like that. And now we have the whole industry turning toward, trying to be marketing consultants, you know, again, or all of a sudden. And these stimulus packages that newspapers and TV and radio companies are offering, and they're cool. There's one by Lee Enterprises that said, we're going to donate $500 million in advertising. Apply for this grant, which is a matching grant, which comes down to basically buy one, get one free in advertising. So you have to put up, if they give you a $10,000 grant, you have to put up a like amount, $10,000. So you get $20,000 worth of advertising.
So it's BOGO advertising.
It is, but it is a stimulus. We talked to one newspaper group operating down in Florida, and they put together a $1,000 match program and had a great take up on it, and also found that when they gave away free advertising as part of that program, they gave a small ad, you know, to everybody. They had so many of them take that up. I think about over 1,000 advertisers, and get this, 65% of them were not current customers. So what they were able to do was bring in these new businesses and consult with them, which they said was vitally important, that consultation on marketing. And it's going to be even more important as they try to figure out what their messaging should be in the next couple of months.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I hope the media companies just don't take the money and run. What an opportunity to show what a local media company can do when it comes to marketing and communication for a local business. This is golden. They were confused before. Can you imagine what it's like now? So this is a great time to not only be a marketing consultant, which we have been promoting for years now, right, Gordon?
Right.
You need to be a marketing consultant. You're tipping the scales into almost being a business consultant now too. Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to say. Do you know where we asked local businesses, if anyone, have you gotten marketing advice since the pandemic started? Do you know the number one thing? Well, it was tied between colleagues and trade and industry organizations at about 45-46%.
Why did media companies or ad agencies fall?
Media companies, 24%, ad agencies, 15%. I'm not really surprised by the ad agency, because a lot of these guys, you know, don't have a relationship with the ad agency, so it's going to be low. Local media companies at 24%. I think this shows that if I'm going to go out and talk to somebody and be this consultant, I better sit down for 5 minutes on their trade organization site and figure out what the trade organization is saying about advertising before I go and call on these guys, because they're seeing the same things. So that's where they're turning to. You know what I mean?
Yep. Brilliant. Okay. Before we get too far and before we tackle that discussion about when this grand reopening is going to occur, we'll take this quick commercial break.
With most Americans now working from home, they're now more ingrained than ever in their business and personal email boxes. Site Impact gives you the power to send hyper-local and hyper-targeted email campaigns directly to the source through their 100% opt-in database. Email engagement and click-through rates have spiked in recent weeks. Don't lose touch with your customers, especially now when they need it most. Want to learn more? Go to siteimpact.com.
Burrell's Local Marketing Trends podcast is brought to you today by Simplify. We recognize that business needs are shifting rapidly as companies look to adapt to these uncertain times. Simplify's goal is to support you and your business. Please reach out to us today to see how we can help you drive and measure online sales. Visit simpli.fi to learn more.
A grand reopening. That's what you say, Gordon. That's what's going to happen, huh, buddy?
Woo-hoo! A grand with the whistle. Let's go.
Reopening.
Time to get back to business. Open that tattoo parlor, my friend. Here we go. Open the nail salon.
Sure. Come here. Share these lollipops with me. It's going to be fine. It's going to be great. Oh, Gordon, I don't know. Grand reopening. I don't see it. At least I don't see it in those terms. Because to me, when you say grand reopening, it sounds like business is going to get back to normal next week. And that's just not going to happen.
Well, no, I don't know if anybody, you know, would want to debate that. I wouldn't. It's more of a, okay, what is this facetiously grand reopening going to look like? It might be more of a bland reopening, but I think there's some reality here, Corey. And the reality is that about half of the states have expiration dates on their stay-at-home policies. And it would appear, if you look at the government guidelines on, 14, 15 days that you have to be off of peak number so you don't hit the peak number, that they can extend those. Some will, some won't.
Yep.
And so that will be spotty. Plus, also, you will see some regional spottiness. I mean, there's hail in Chicago, but in other parts of Illinois, not so much. So there's going to be this tremendous economic pressure to reopen the doors. We've already seen protests that the governors are going to have to weigh in on and just say, okay, yeah, we understand that, you know, people might die if they don't reopen their doors. But people are also going to die, you know, if they go out and they just shake hands and kiss each other and sneeze on each other and everything else.
Sure.
So that friction is going to delay any immediate grand reopening. And I think we're looking at end of summer before we're back to half capacity. And that's going to be a bit crazy. That might be a little ultra, you know, conservative on the opening portion of it. But I do think it's going to be very, very slow, very, very tempered, very, very cautious.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think local businesses are seeing that, too. In our latest survey, we asked how long do you anticipate the impact on your business will last. Now we've got a quarter of them saying 3 to 4 months and another quarter saying 5 to 6 months. So there's half that think it's going to be around, you know, somewhere between 3 and 6 months. So, you know, there's a lot of agreement there. And I get it.
Question, to be fair and to be really clear, we're asking how long they think it will impact their business. So it really, there are two different things, you know, when will we be able to open and, you know, we'll be in the get cash flow again. And then how long is this going to have an impact? And some people might say, well, it's going to have an impact forever. And it may, because they've had to change the way they do business. But I would agree that it, you know, I would, for me, you know, if I were in the restaurant business, I would probably mix a little hope with it and say 3 to 4 months before we're back to somewhat normal.
And I think you just hit the nail right on the head, the word hope. And I think that's why you're seeing states throw out dates, is because humans operate well on hope. And so do I. So do you. We all want hope. And I think we have to operate that way. We have to see a light at the end of the tunnel, even if we know that by the time we get down the track, the light might shoot farther away. So yeah, I've been hoping for
you agreeing with me at some point. And Corey, I don't know, it sounds like you just did.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think I'd go that far. See, I'm disagreeing with you again right now.
Okay, you disagreed with me this morning in an email exchange that we had, and so I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
So a tattoo parlor in Atlanta, right? They on one of our webinars, we have these great webinars that we do for advertisers. One of them texts in the message and says, "Hey, I'm a tattoo parlor in Atlanta." This was Corey's exact message, by the way.
Okay.
What should I do to get people rushing back in the door, Corey? What would your response be?
I would say you're insane. That's what I would say, but for a number of reasons. But you didn't put it in context. The question, we were talking about the term grand reopening, and I was concerned because we were giving advice to these local businesses who sit in on our webinar, and I said to you, what would you tell them if this is going to be this grand reopening that you're talking about, Mr. Burrell, which you've explained now? what are you going to tell a tattoo parlor who wants to get everybody in their doors?
Well, first off, I would not wander out of my expertise of marketing, so I wouldn't advise them whether to open or close. What I would probably say is you're going to have to be really careful with your messaging. You're going to have to decide what you can do outside of or within the guidelines of your state or your locality. So what you may do is consider what your customer base, the people who get tattoos, what they really want. Corey, you had a great suggestion for what a tattoo parlor, I think you did, for what a tattoo parlor should have. No, it was Jim. I'm sorry. Jim.
Yeah, I was going to say. I
no, it was, it was Jim. Jim said they should advertise that they're going to do the best of the best COVID-19 tattoos on your ass.
Yeah,
and with
that
and with
works.
Suggestion. No, honestly, I don't think we can advise people whether they should open or close or anything. I think we can advise people that they have to be really careful with their communications. You know, let the wisdom, let the stupidity ensue. There are going to be a lot of people who shoot themselves in the foot with bad messaging and bad policies and things like that. And
so, marketing Darwinism is what you're advocating.
Absolutely. The survival of the fittest. I think we do have to be responsible in telling people what their messages, should include. And it should include some level of caution and be really careful. You know, they're appealing in one case to their current client base, and people who sure. might frequent a tattoo parlor might be a very different group than people who would, frequent a restaurant or frequent something else. So, you know, and there's a bit of a rebel nature to that as well. So mm-hmm. there are all different types of businesses out there. You know, I wouldn't want to open up or operate a pawn shop because what they represent. But should we advise them on their marketing? Anyway, we're getting into a moral discussion. So let's exit this. Thank you for joining us. I hope this has been useful to you. I hope you visit our BurrellAssociates.com/crisis marketing page. Throughout the summer, I'm sure we'll be updating that with great resources from time to time. Corey, thank you. This has been terrific.
Thank you, Gordon. I disagree. Just on principle.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by Simplify and by Site Impact. If you have submissions for something you'd like Corey or Gordon to discuss, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, email the hosts at podcast@burrellassociates.com and let them know. Thanks for listening, and remember, market well.